Please be seated. Today, we know, and we are very known, Saint Teresa of the Child Jesus, or the Little Flower. At the very young age, she experienced the loss of her mother. Three of her sisters also entered into the Carmelite monastery and becomes a nun. Even herself, at the very young age, entered and joined the Carmelites. Because of the love of Jesus, because of the love of the Father, truly indeed, she followed what is God's commandment. She followed what is God's desire to let little child of Jesus, Saint Therese, becomes a means of hope to everyone that what is the most important, that there is God always be on our side, that there is Jesus will always ready to help us, that it is okay to be okay, even sometimes we struggle, sometimes know where to turn to, sometimes our belief becomes lack of trust. But what's most important is that, like Saint Therese, we spend our moment of time just to go back where we are, just to go back with the Lord. It is good to understand that the power of God's love will always bring us unity of peace and mind, because the most good of it is that we know that we have nothing to worry in this earthly life. The gospel message is pure and divine, simple as it is. Make God known in all sorts of anything happening in our life, in our decision-making, in our relationship with one another. Always see to it that God is the first and foremost. Even in relationship, always God be the first and foremost, because once God is first and all things we have done in our life, everything follows smoothly. It's because what we see is the goodness of God working in the life of humanity. It's not the difference, so that we don't judge harshly people's sin or hurt our own feelings, because we are ready to go and be on missionary of Christ. Think about this, why we come here, why we pray, because we know that we pray to God abundance, blessings, good health, prosperity are somewhat we prayed and asked God for help. Very natural needs, and it is human's basic necessity. Life indeed is beautiful if we are blessed, healthy, and prosper. How about prayers not answered the way we need it most? How do you react on it? Where does your feeling lead you? Does prayer help? Sometimes the reality in life dissatisfies us if we are not aware of what we are asking that is so important. And the power of the stormy sea in life is frightening. Fear controls our mind, and yet we think many possibilities just to resolve the problem, trying to prove that we can manage to do it on our own way. Be like Saint Therese. Always spend moment of time just to be with the Lord, seeking the divine grace of God the Father, because at that grace of moment of silence, knowledge and wisdom empowered. Life is difficult to live, for there is a battle between good and evil, doubt and belief, sad and joy. Remember, there is nothing wrong to do on our own ways, but if it's not properly prayed, discerned, and not God's way, then we must do pray. Fear not, believe, and do not doubt. Praying from the heart with fullness of hope and trust in God's mercy. Not praying because I opened up, I said, and that's it. It's good that the most important in prayer is silence. Attentively listen to what is God's right message, so that this message will bring us power to boost ourselves, to face many challenges again in our life, and be a living inspiration to others that you are not alone in the uncertainties of life, that even myself, you can be the voice to these people, because you encountered the bad experience in life, the stormies of life, but because you managed to trust in God's hands, in His power of love, we know that we're standing up again. And that is a living inspiration that we should be able to thank God, because prayer can help us to change heart and views in life. It does. It helps us to think positive and do according to what is God's way. It creates strong and spirit-filled attitude to face the world and life with no fear and not to worry. The readings of today encourage us not to spend too much time about worldly good. It is good, but that's not satisfied. Self-awareness and be focused to our Christian goal and see the bigger picture in life with fullness of gratitude in our hearts. Every time we hear God's gospel, the good news of Jesus, it gives us hope. Because Jesus is close and near with us, even we try to ignore him. His presence reaching and touch our inmost being, even we try to avoid. Jesus' compassionate heart brings us closer to his Father, who welcomes and invites the sinner to trust, even we are doubters. In other words, Jesus is for all the season in life, for he has the word of everlasting life, that even the storm can make him calm. The impossible becomes possible, for he is our peace in times of trouble. A wounded healer in our infirmity, in our personal Lord, we can contact 24/7, 365, for he is alive and watching us from a distance. Remember, the gospel said, let Christ be the center of everything, and everything follows smoothly. Not to worry what's going on, the most important is that we trust in God, and God will make a way. Amidst of the uncertainties in life, just live life to the fullest. Even storms in life are powerful. Celebrate joy even if it's hard to understand, and live faith even with doubt. For all life experience we encounter are temporal. It does not last. Then let us not worry. For what? Please rise. Let us praise God, our Father, who chose St. Therese of the Child Jesus to reveal the beauty of the gospel of his loved. Through her intercession, we pray that the Lord may visit us with his grace this day. Remembering that Therese of Lisieux revered the allness of God and the littleness of the Creator, we pray for the gift of true humility. We pray.